This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Updating the federal milk marketing order is quite a lengthy process, but it's important to all those involved in the dairy industry. Joining us on today's Dairy Radio Now is Stephen Kane, Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis with the National Milk Producers Federation, who's been in Indiana following the hearing. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, absolutely. After starting this in late August, we have finally finished the hearing, much later than any of us anticipated, much later than USDA expected. But we got through it. We covered a lot of ground, covered a lot of important topics that needed updating. I think we've made a solid hearing record for dairy farmers throughout the process, but we finally concluded. We've got a few more steps here that we still need to get through before we really get this all finalized and finished up, before we get the recommended decision, which that'll be coming out sometime around early July. We have some things to do before then. We have to finish some briefs, get the transcript finalized, have some kind of housekeeping back and forth with the USDA before that comes out. But then hopefully we'll get the recommended decision early July. Then we'll get the final decision sometime around early November. And then hopefully after that, we'll have a referendum shortly after final decision comes out. And hopefully we'll get these put in place in early 2025.
I heard that during this hearing, there were more than 500 different suggestions from different stakeholders in the dairy industry.
Yeah, so we covered a lot of ground in this hearing. You know, I think a lot of the kind of the high visibility pieces get a lot of attention. We're talking about the Class 1 mover, talking about make allowances, but we covered a lot of additional pieces outside of that. Overall, I think we covered 22 specific proposals, but we had a lot of suggestions that came throughout the process. 500 sounds probably about right, but we covered 22 specific pieces there. But it took us a long time to get through them all.
Now that the hearing is over and the molding and shaping begins, and this is a quite a lengthy process, who ultimately is going to decide what stays in this and what doesn't?
Ultimately, it comes down to the secretary's decision. The whole process of the hearing allows stakeholders to make their case. Everyone presents their arguments for adjusted changes the way that they think they should happen. The USDA takes all that information, bundles it up together, presents it to the secretary, and then ultimately the decision is made by USDA and the secretary. But there is a process where we have some back and forth with the industry and with the USDA to make sure that everybody is on kind of the same page. That's why we have this recommended decision that'll come out in the summertime this year. And then we'll have some back and forth, some opportunity for the industry to respond. We'll get a final decision later in the fall. So there might be some adjustments there in between the recommended decision and the final decision. But really, it all comes down to the USDA and the secretary.
It's comforting to hear that we're taking our time to get this milk pricing right, because this doesn't happen overnight. And what, the last time we've seen this was, nearly 25 years ago?
Yeah, the last time we had really comprehensive reform, like around 1999, 2000, this go-around has been the largest adjustments to the program that we've had since then. So it's been well over 20 years since we've had some major overhauls in the program. What we're doing this time is not so much reform rather than just updating. But as you expect, the dairy industry has changed over 20 years, and some of the provisions that were set out in the orders back in 2000 have gone out of date, needed some updates. So that's what we're doing this time. It's just making sure that the federal orders are operating as efficiently as they can in the industry that we're operating in today. But yes, very complicated. We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of different pieces here, but overall, I think we've come up here with our total package has been the best possible way that we can move the industry forward together in the future.
Thank you for the update, Stephen. Stephen Kane is Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.